Sometimes I experience what one of my teachers has called a multiple hindrance attack. For me, this manifests as sloth and torpor and restlessness, feeling as if they're arising simultaneously. Sloth and torpor may be primary. I'm not sure. Any wise words, Ajahn? Well, maybe there's doubt in there as well. So just, if you're going to have a multiple hindrance attack, you might as well do the whole schmear. I think, in terms of, when hindrances arise, just that recognizing, well, what is primary and what does it feel like, and then we're starting to put attention and energy onto, it really doesn't matter which one. Sort of like, because whatever wholesome mental states are generated, whatever wholesome dumbness that arise, they'll undermine however the hindrances manifest. In the Pali, and this is where it's helpful to know a few sort of key words in the scriptural language. That's the kusala and akusala, wholesome, unwholesome, skillful, unskillful. It doesn't really line up in the same sort of way as from a Western concept of sort of good and bad, because something like sloth and torpor or restlessness, I mean, it isn't as if it's really bad, but it is a hindrance. It is unskillful. The mind is not clear. The mind is not really settled. It's not able to really discern clearly. So that's where when akusala is, it's unwholesome, and it undermines a fundamental capability of the mind. But as soon as we generate kusala in any way, then it tends to snowball and affect the mind as a whole, so that the mind becomes more bright, energized, steady, clear, and that's just the nature of the wholesome kusala jitta, the mind of wholesomeness. So so in any way which we can be fostering that and supporting that, it will gain momentum within the mind, and the manifestation of the hindrances will dissipate or be undermined.